Unit 11. Buying, buying, bought. Eleven A. Exercise 2. Page 90.
The power of advertising. Like it or not, advertisements have a mysterious power to grab our attention and stick in our mind. Roisin Pringle takes a look at the sneaky techniques advertisers use on customers.
There's a well-known saying in the retail world, it pays to advertise. Sometimes word of mouth is enough when customers tell others about the positive experience they've had with a product or service. But for most companies, it's necessary to spend money on advertising. And to make sure this is money well spent, it's best to ask the professionals. These days, advertising agencies know as much about the human mind as psychologists. They know about our hopes and fears, and are able to use this information to create ads that make ordinary products seem extraordinary. One technique advertisers use is FOMO, or fear of missing out. This often involves ads telling us that something is scarce. For example, they might put a time limit on an offer, using phrases like, while stocks last, or for one day only. These ads make us think that an offer will never appear again, and that someone else will benefit from it unless we act fast. And this often has us rushing to the shops. Another method is the bandwagon technique. To jump on the bandwagon means to join or support something that has become popular. And in the same way, ads like this encourage us to buy products because most other people do. Or at least that's how they make it seem. This technique plays on our worry of not being part of the group. So these ads often show huge crowds of people with a product, or have phrases like, Americans love, or 9 out of 10 people choose. One of the most common and easy ways to spot advertising techniques is repetition. And although you might think it would be annoying to experience the same ad again and again, it actually works. Why? Well, we tend to feel more comfortable with things that we know something about. So when we are faced with a choice of products at the supermarket, one known and one unknown, we will usually choose the one we have heard of before. Humor is another technique that advertisers use. Naturally, everyone enjoys a joke. But studies have also shown that humor in ads is very effective at making us think less about the qualities of a product. When we see a funny ad, we often stop thinking about whether it would be a good idea to buy the product. We just learn to associate it with a positive feeling. And that's exactly what advertisers want, for us to buy things without thinking deeply about whether we need them or not. These days, whether it is while walking down the street or looking at media, it is impossible to escape the power of ads. And even though we might be aware of some of the techniques advertisers use, they still have plenty of other tricks up their sleeves. So how can we make better decisions as customers? Well, this calls for some common sense. The next time you find yourself putting items you hadn't planned to buy in your shopping trolley, ask yourself why. Do you really need the product, or is it actually the power of advertising?